नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I welcome all our dear devotees for Srimad Bhagavatam class here. We are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 18. Lord Balaram slays the demon Prilamba, and today he will slay the demon Prilamba. So I have to give the finishing touch, so to speak. We have to kill the demon today. So very happy, is it not? Final ceremony is given to us. So we'll discuss text number 28 to 32. Okay. So first we'll chant, is it not? Translation, and the first one has to be also, we should read the word and word meaning, because it has part word. First one, is it not?
Yeah.
So then the stroke. So that would be 28 stroke. Adhagata smritir bhayo ripum balo.
Adhagata smritir bhayo ripum balo.
Vihaya sartham iva harantam atmanaha.
Vihaya sartham iva harantam atmanaha.
ऋषाहनच्छिन्न रसि दृढ़ेन मुष्टिना सुराधिपो गिरिमिव वज्रंहसा। अथ देन आगत स्मृति रिमेम्बरिंग हिमसेल्फ अभयः विदाउट फियर Ripum, his enemy, Balaha, Lord Balram, Vihaya, leaving aside, Sartham, the company, Eva, indeed, Harantam, kidnapping, Atmanaha, himself, Rusha, angrily, Ahanat, he struck, Shirasi, upon the head, Dridhena, hard, Mushtina, with his fist, Suradhipa, the king of the demigods, Indra, Girim, a mountain, Eva, just as Vajra, of his thunderbolt weapon, Runghasa, with the swiftness. Translation: remembering the actual situation, the fearless Balaram understood that the demon was trying to kidnap him and take him away from his companions. The Lord then became furious and struck the demon's head with his hard fist, just as Indra, the king of the demigods, strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt weapon. Purport: Lord Balram's powerful fist came crashing down upon the demon's head, just as a huge lightning bolt comes crashing into a mountain, cracking its stone surface into pieces. The word vihayasa artham iva may also be divided vihayasa artham iva, meaning that the demon was flying in the sky on the cosmic path vihayas, with the purpose of carrying off Balaram, who was his artham or object of pursuit. Next one. Sa ahata sapadi vishirna mastako mukhadva manrudhiram apasmrto suraha Maharavam vyasurapatat samirayan girim yatha maghavat ayudhahata. Thus smashed by Balram's fist, Prilamba's head immediately cracked open. The demon vomited blood from his mouth and lost all consciousness, and then with a great noise he fell lifeless on the ground like a mountain devastated by Indra. Next one. Drishtva pralambam nihatam balena balashalina gopah suvismita asan sadhva sadhu itivadina. The cowherd boys were most astonished to see how the powerful Balaram had killed the demon Pralamba, and they exclaimed, "Excellent, excellent!" Ashisho bhigranantastam prashansasu stadarhanam pretyagatamivalingya prema vihvala chetasah. They offered Balaram profuse benedictions and then glorified him who deserves all glorification. Their minds overwhelmed with ecstatic love, they embraced him as if he had come back from the dead. Pape pralambe nihate deva paramanivritah abhyavarshan balam malyai sashansuhu sadhva sadhuti. The sinful Pralamba having been killed, the demigods felt extremely happy and they showered flower garlands upon Lord Balaram and praised the excellence of his deed. So this thus ends the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Balaram Says the Demon Pralamba. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarane. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Lord Balaram is not feeling fearful. Somehow I am feeling very fearful today. So I seek the blessings of Vaishnavas Maharaj Ji. Can speak something, and if something goes wrong, please don't correct me in public. Okay, you can later on send me a WhatsApp message. That's very fearful today. I don't know why, but let us see what other things we can discuss. I will discuss something from the commentaries of Srila Sanatana Goswami. So he says, Atha means after this, he immediately regained his memory. So he gives a quotation from Vishnu Purana. Atha means after that. So what does after that means? Krishna spoke to Balaramji and reminded him, "You are God. Don't forget that you are God." Kimayam manusho bhavo vyaktam evavalambyate sarvatman sarva guhyanam guhya guhyatmanatvaya. O soul of all beings, Krishna is calling to Balaramji. Why are you, the most secrets among all secrets, acting like an ordinary human being? Vishnu Puran 5.9.23. So that is you can pick up from the word Atha. That means Krishna also instructed him that you should not behave like a human being now. This is the time to kill the demon. So being reminded by Krishna, Balaramji remembered, "Oh, I am Balaram." So to speak, I am very powerful. Okay, so now what supposed to do? Kill this demon. How Balaramji could remember? Because of Krishna's there. So the word, the next word, can you show the shloka? Yes. The word is Agata Smriti. Agata came, and Smriti means remembers. So how could Balaramji remember? So he gives few reasons. Or I would say what he remembered actually. Not how, but what he remembered actually. First he remembered was that the purpose of his descent was to kill the demons. Will we be able to remember these purposes after the class? So if the time permits, we will ask the questions. So first remembrance was, "Hari, I am supposed to kill the demons. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatiskritam." So he remembered this, that I am supposed to kill the demon, and he is a demon, I must kill him. First remembrance. This is second remembrance is very interesting. He remembered that Krishna killed Putana. See, he has on first remembrance, he remembers I am supposed to kill the demon, but he may be confused that he is not a demon, he is coming in the form of a cowherd boy. Then he remembered Krishna also killed Putana, who came in the form of a woman, and Vatsasura also was killed by Krishna. So Agata Smriti, I remember what is the precedence? No, what is precedence or something? Precedence, yeah, has been established by Krishna. So Krishna established dharma. So Krishna has established this dharma. If the demon comes in any form, he has to be killed. So Agata Smriti, he remembered that Krishna has killed Vatsasura and others, and also Putana. So there is no problem in killing this demon, even if he has come in the disguise of a cowherd boy. So this is second Smriti of Balaramji. So even if he is dressed as cowherd boy, he should be killed. This is second remembrance. Third remembrance of Balaramji is that he understood or he remembered that Krishna wants to glorify me. Although Krishna could also have killed Pralambasura, but in order to glorify Balaramji, he has given him this opportunity. So remembering and understanding this, he decided to kill the demon. Okay. So, and also fourth reason has been given is that Balaramji showed fear of the demon Ishat Atra, Ishat Rasat, in the previous shloka it was mentioned, not here, in the previous one. They have given various reasons why Balaramji was fearful. Many reasons were there, but one reason was also there. Balaramji was thinking, here is a demon who is trying to kill me. Maybe there is a demon who is trying to kill Krishna there. So that was also one cause of fear. But then he gave up that fear, and Krishna wanted to see the fun. So Balaramji was just externally only fearful, and now Krishna, who wanted to see some fun, injected this knowledge of his Aishwarya in Balaramji, and thus Balaramji remembered. So do we remember any of the reasons? One reason, he remembered, I have descended to kill, so it's my job to kill. Second, even if he is dressed as a cowherd boy, I am going to kill, because Putana, Krishna has set the precedence. Krishna has killed Putana, who came as mother, and he also killed Vatsasura, who came as calf. So I can also kill. Also, what is that one more one who is related to Radha Kund? Arishtasura also was killed by Krishna. Second question. Why the fist of Lord Balaram is compared to Vajra? So you see, Vajra is invincible. Not invincible, infallible. So in saying that Lord Balaram's fist was equal to Vajra, it shows that fist was very hard and never useless or worth. It will never go in vain. So if he's hitting the demon will surely die. That's why Lord Balaram's fist is compared to Vajra. Also, the body of the demon was like a mountain. So, mountains were cut down by Indra's Vajra. It's an established fact. That's why his fist is being compared to Vajra. Okay? These are the few comments Srila Sanatana Goswami. In text number 29, what does he say? Can you show this shloka there? The word comes as apasmritaha. So you say apasmrita means he develops, apasmrita means he became unconscious. So it is interestingly how he explains that demon became apasmrita. Basically apasmrita means fainted, lost consciousness. But he says he developed symptoms like epilepsy, mirgi. So you can understand some foam must be coming out from his mouth, and then he must be trembling like this, and then he fell down. So he comments on that in that way. And as you can understand, when somebody has a shock of mirgi or epilepsy, he actually can't control himself. He falls, or it's a free fall. Free fall, sometimes people fall in courtyard also, free fall. So they cannot hold themselves. So similarly, he is saying that apasmrita means he fainted as if he had a disease of epilepsy, and he could not control himself when he fell down like this. Text number 30. This is very nice. This is very nice. The word comes here, balena balashalina. Balashali means who has bal. But two meanings will be given in this. So hear carefully. So he says, Balram showed special powers in killing the best of strong demons. That's why he's referred to as Balashali. Thus he is called Balashalina. Is it okay? Harivansha says, Balam tu Baladevasya tada bhuvijanam vidhu pralambi nihate daite devairapi durasate. People on earth know the power of Balram since he killed Pralamba, who could not be killed by the devatas. So if you remember, one of the reasons Krishna wanted Balramji to kill Pralamba was this, that Balram will be known. Oh, nobody, even the demigods, could not kill Pralambasur, but very with his fist only Balramji killed. So the reason for Balshali is that he killed Pralambasur. That's how the Lord is known as. And there is a word Suvismitaha. That is for the cowherd boys. Vismith means V-smith. Smith means a very nice smile. And V-smith, that means the smile goes away. Basically because of extreme astonishment. And Su-vismitha is further emphasizing that they were absolute, their smile went away. Oh, why? Why they were Su-vismitha? Oh, this cowherd boy was a demon. So that's why they were Su-vismitha. This is one reason they were astonished. Who were astonished? The cowherd boys. Okay. Second reason. The other word, other meaning of the word Balashali means by Balaram, who had the quality of praising Krishna's strength. How? Now this is very mysterious. Balaramji has killed the demon. But how he is glorifying Krishna's strength? That is not logical, is it not? But because he thought, that means Balramji thought, I have killed this demon because of Krishna's power. So although he has done a great deed, but he remembers he has devotion for Krishna, you know that, he is the Adi Guru. So he knows that I have done this only by the powers of Krishna. This we have also read in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Yudhishthira Maharaj asks Arjun, why are you lamenting? So he remembers all the great deeds he has done, and many a times Krishna was externally also not present with him. Just like when Arjuna fought with 60,000 Nivat Kavachas in Swarga, Krishna was not externally present with him, but he remembered that all these amazing achievements I have done only yat tejasa, only by the prowess of Krishna. So there we see that although Arjuna is doing great activities, he is remembering and glorifying Krishna, that whatever I have been able to do is by Krishna's mercy. So Balramji is glorifying Krishna's powers, although he is displaying his powers. So then again the word Suvismita will be understood in a different way, that the cowherd boys were amazed at his great devotion to Krishna. Got it? Suvismita, oh, Balramji is doing such great deeds. But he is so devoted to Krishna that he does not take any credit and gives all the credits to Krishna. So that's how, if we take the word Balashali as glorifying Krishna, then Suvismita is that the cowherd boys are seeing the devotion of Balram and becoming astonished. Is it okay? Am I going too fast or okay? Then in text number 31. So they were giving various kinds of benedictions to Lord Balram. So in that, Srila Sanatan Goswami comments, what kind of benedictions they give? First one was, may there be affection between you two brothers. So Krishna and Balram, may you always have affection among you. Play happily with your younger brother in Vraja always and protect us. Balram, like this. May you have victory everywhere. Be wealthy, have sons and live happily with your family. So this is how they were benedicting Lord Balramji. So this you can do. In this way, they pronounced thoroughly Abhigranantaha. Grananta means to chant, and Abhigranantaha means nicely chanted. That means you can understand, it was, these benedictions were not spoken only once. after because of their enthusiasm and love for the Lord, all of them were speaking these benedictions again and again. The cowherd boys were there with Balramji and Krishna. And the word Arhanam means, Arhanam has been translated. Oops. Arhanam means Pujya. Arhanam means a person who's Vartad Arhanam. Him who was worthy of such. That means Lord Balram was worthy of such benedictions. Well, anyhow, he does not need any benedictions, but like that. Now, there are two meanings of that also here. That Balramji was worthy of their benedictions. And second meaning is, they praised him being worthy of him on their part. That means the cowherd boys were worthy of Lord Balram, or worthy of giving benedictions to Balramji, because they had love for Balramji. That's how it is understood. Why? Because the cause of all this is that they were filled with joy of prema. They had love for Balramji, and that's why out of affection they were giving benedictions to Balramji. And the last one, 32, last one. And there it is mentioned that in text number 30 it was mentioned that the gopas were saying sadhu, sadhu, very good, very good. And now in text number 32, the demigods are saying very good, very good. Now that's very easy, very, very easy to understand, because the demon was giving them trouble and they could not kill him. So they were saying very good, very good. So it's mentioned here that he got liberation. That much only mentioned, that Pralamba was killed by Balramji and he also got liberation. He gives a very deep, very big commentary on some demons were getting liberation in Vaikuntha, some demons were getting liberation in Brahmajyoti. So here he mentions that he gets liberation. That much only. Okay, any questions? That's finished. Class finished? Yes, please. Give me my turn, please. I don't know. This is easy answer. I don't think so. We never heard of it, no? Balramji had many wives. Balramji had Rohini. Not Rohini, what is that? Revati, and one more, is it not? Varuni. And others? I have not. Revati and Varuni, but he did not have any sons. Any other? Yes, please.
You mentioned the word benediction. Could you give the definition of what it means to the cowboy for giving benedictions to the supreme personality? So what does it mean by benedictions?
They gave that benedictions. We read that, no? That may you live long. What is that? May there be affection between you two brothers. Sanatan Goswami explains that. Play happily with your younger brother. Like that. So they give benedictions like that. Quite sweet actually. Giving benediction to Balaramji. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hello. Thank you so much. It is
Prabhu
here. Thank you so much for explaining
this. Yes.
I think there is a reference there.
Yes.
Like Krishna motivating
Balaramji. Yeah. Yes.
So how do we get
motivation
in
Sadhu
Sangha? What do we get
from that? We get nice prasadam after Sadhu Sangha. That's a good motivation. One very simple thing is, if we don't eat in the morning, it will be okay. If, at least not for me, but many people it will be okay. But if we don't eat in the night also, and if we don't eat in the morning, the next day, and then next day like this, we become weak. So in Sadhu Sangha, we get that dose of faith. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning that. Very interesting. Maya knows how to defeat each one of us. What is that button if she presses, that devotee will go down. But she can't defend, or she can't defeat two things. One is association of devotees, and another is the holy name. So if we take shelter of these two, then we have a very invincible weapon. So that's it. And one more thing. Krishna bhakti mool hoye sadhu sang. I'm forgetting the second line. What is that? You remember the story? Very nicely. That the association of devotee is the root of devotional service. But not only is the root of devotional service, even when a person has love of God, then also pramukh ang, this is the main ang of bhakti by which our bhakti flourishes. So this is how it is there. So that is the biggest motivation. Yes, true.
I see that Krishna and Balaram, they are also Balaram.
Yes.
So why Krishna had to remind Balaram to kill Prabhupada?
Why Krishna has to do anything for that matter? Because of the Leela Shakti, because of the other, the Fritya Leela mein maza nahi aayega na. There will not be any taste in the pastime. So by Krishna's own potency, Balaramji forgets. Balaramji is antaryami. And why he could not recognize this, these cowherd boys are Krishna for 1 year in Brahma Vimohan Leela? So, by Krishna's own yoga maya potency, he covers and then he... Even Krishna himself doesn't remember that it is God. But when he has to remember, he remembers. So, this was a time to remember because it was time to kill Prahlambasur. So, like that. So, he caused him to remember. Any other questions, comments? Okay, so, we should stop. I have nothing else. Yes, bro, we have a question. Thank you. Yes. Demons were going to Vaikuntha and demons were going to Brahmajyoti. Yes. What is that name? I'm forgetting the name. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They were cursed and they go to Vaikuntha. So some of them, Shishupal went to Vaikuntha, went back to Vaikuntha. Some of them go to Putana, went to Goloka. And what we just mentioned, Vatsasur, they all went to Vaikuntha. If they are appreciative, if I'm remembering correctly, if they are appreciative of Krishna's opulence, even at the time of death, they go to Vaikuntha. We have to read Lagu Bhagavatam. There is a whole discussion there. And if they are not, then they go to Brahman Jyoti. Like that. Okay?
In network devotion, like five types of devotion, any demon remembers Krishna, and then
okay. You see, now you are going, I was avoiding that discussion because it will be very long, that discussion, but it is a very interesting discussion also. Shishupal, when he was killed by Krishna, it's very detailed description by Srila Rupa Goswami in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Now I'm just telling you directly from the memory, but it's very interesting that when he saw the effulgence of Krishna, you see, actually, first of all, let me explain it this way. It's not, Jiva Goswami explained that Krishna is not visible to the demons. How? They may see Krishna, just like Jarasandha and Shishupal, but they're not seeing Krishna. How? Just like there is Kechuli, how to say Kechuli in English? Kechuli, understand the snake, skin of a snake. How do you say? It's called skin of the snake, everybody is understanding it. So the skin of the snake is transparent, but still it is between the skin of the, between the actual snake and the person who is seeing the snake. Similarly, there is a covering of yoga maya by which they don't actually see Krishna. So at the time of Shishupal's killing, Krishna removed that and he could actually appreciate Krishna's sweetness. And then went back home to God. This is a whole, you have to read that whole discussion detail, very detailed discussions there. So that, and okay, so no more questions, then we can leave. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Dai Gaur Premanande.